calling the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club repeater net, calling the Spark and Aries repeater net. This is KD0ETL. That'll be KD0ECHO-TANGO-LIMA, your net control station for this evening. My name is Paul, and my QTH is Hughesville, Missouri. The Spark repeater net meets each Sunday evening from approximately 8 p.m. to 8:30 local time on the Sedalia 147.03 megahertz repeater with a minus offset. Purposes of the net are to gather hams in the area and exchange information of mutual interest and to promote public service by ham operators. At this time, do we have any emergency, priority, time, value, or routine traffic for the net? Call net control. Good evening, everybody on the net this evening. I want to say happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there. I want to remind everybody that next weekend, coming up this next weekend, 23rd and 24th, Field Day, will be set up in Warrensburg at the Woods, south end of the Woods grocery store, south end of Warrensburg. And we've got more information for you for that, and you can also look for it on Warrensburg's website. So, are there any other announcements for the net? Bring them now. All right, we'll open for mobiles, portables, short-timers, those that are in and out. Space your calls, pause before speaking. KD0ETL.
KE0QAM, in and out.
D0USK, mobile.
D0ABU, in and out. All right, net control recognizes. Let me know if I get this call wrong. I got Kilo Delta Zero Alpha Bravo Uniform. Is that right?
D0ABU, Steve in Sedalia.
Is it Alpha Bravo or Alpha Victor? You got to pause a little bit before the repeater can catch up. I didn't catch it.
D0ABU.
Can't tell if it's a Bravo or a Delta.
Delta. D is in Delta.
Good. Thank you. Steven's day. Okay, got you, Steve. You were in and out. Thanks for checking in. Chandler, KE0QAM, was in and out. And we got Brett, KD0USK. At least you left me a little food this evening there, Brett.
Hey, good evening, Paul, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, I hope you had a good Father's Day, and I hope everybody else, all the other fathers out there, have a good Father's Day. It's good to see you in there. It's good to get some good dinner tonight. Had a good weekend. Had the privilege to go out to Bothwell State Park and went ahead and set up portable with the help of John N0EE and Brooks KAJJWA and you, Paul. Anyway, had a lot of fun. We made some good contacts. Heard some good stuff and had some good conversation amongst ourselves. So anyway, that's about all I got. Had a good, great weekend, and hope to have a good week, and I hope everybody stays real nice and cool. 73, you guys. KD0USK.
KD0USK, KD0ETL. Yeah, those little preemptive just hit and miss, just jump in and make a portable station is kind of fun. Just set it up and see what you can get. Working off battery, no noise. No noise from anything. That's I need to do that more often here. Shut the power off or something so I don't get any noise. Good to see you this evening. I know I'm still full, so ain't too much. But enjoy being out with daughter and grandkids. So, and we're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark repeater net? Call now.
This is KY0P.
K0CYR, in and out.
KJ5ZW.
All right, net control recognizes KJ5ZW, K0CYR, and K. KY0B. First go to Dennis. You and Dennis, and some information and wisdom for us.
Well, I don't know how much wisdom it's going to be, but I'll just go along with what other people have said. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, grandfathers, and great-grandfathers out there. Hope everybody enjoyed their day. Kind of an uneventful weekend. I didn't do too much yesterday. Took it easy. And I went to church this morning out for breakfast. I did watch the Royals lose their sixth game in a row, and who knows how many overall. Haven't even looked at the skid or at the standings lately. I do know they're in the cellar. When the series with Houston started, I think they said Houston had 45 wins and the Royals had 45 losses. So, anyway, it's just hard to imagine David Glass, of course, owns a good portion of Walmart, and he won't spend money to have a championship team. So, anyway, it's his money, not mine. He can do with it what he wants. Looking forward to this weekend. I am tied up Saturday morning. I plan to be up there early in the afternoon, and look forward to seeing a lot of people that we don't see very often. Weather is supposed to change Tuesday, high in the 80s, much more normal for this time of year, and a chance for rain, so hope it'll kind of cool things down and hope it lasts through the weekend, not necessarily the rain, but the cool weather. Anyway, that's about all the words of wisdom I've got. I'll just say 73 to everybody. Have a great week. Back to you, Paul, from KY0P.
KY0P, KD0ETL. All right, Dennis. Yeah, while I'm on here and you mentioned field day again, I should have mentioned earlier that I believe they're going to start setting up as early as 8 o'clock up there in Warrensburg. So I haven't got the exact time, and maybe Philip will have more information. He may have talked to Nick today and see what time they're going up. And anybody that wants to help with that, we'll get a better time. So with that, thanks for checking in, Dennis. And Bob's K0CYR. I couldn't remember, Bob, if you were in and out or not.
K0CYR, yes, I was in and out. I'm kind of busy around the house trying to do things, even in this warm weather. But 73's everybody. I won't be much at the event this Saturday. I have a funeral and a fireworks display for the church, so I will be there, but I don't know how long. But anyway, K0CYR, 73's all of you, and I'm out of here. Thank you.
Okay, Bob, and I will try and get that shirt to you tomorrow if you're available. I don't know what's a good time to get a hold of you.
I work nights and sleep days, so I don't know. We'll get together somehow there, because I'm anxious to see the shirt anyway, but I'll get with you then.
Hey, Bob. No problem. All right, we'll go to Philip, KJ5ZW. Good to see you yesterday, Philip, and enjoyed looking at your black powder guns. Still quite interested in those. May end up getting me one again one of these days. So what's your informational wisdom for us today?
KJ5ZW to the group. Thank you, Paul, for running the net, and I want to wish you a happy Father's Day also. And ditto on happy Father's Day to everybody that's out there that you did, and they did, and I did. So there you go. All right, I enjoyed my getting on the HF on Saturday at 8 o'clock at that 3898. And was happy to find out that my antenna was A-OK, doing just fine due to Nick's work with the ladder. We got that replaced. I actually used the same coax that I had before. All I've done basically is added the one-to-one ballum in line with the antenna, and it works great. And this morning at 9:30, I was in the grocery store, so I missed getting on there, and I terribly wanted to get on there real bad just to prove that I could do it 2 days in a row and have a good signal, but it didn't work out. By the time we got back, there wasn't anybody on 3950. So anyway, that's that. Then I've got a question for you, Paul, and or Brooks, whichever one can remember. I think, isn't that Saturday night at the field day that the Warrensburg Club is sponsoring the dinner, the evening supper, I think, if I'm correct on that.
Yeah, I believe so. When I asked the president up here last Saturday, I asked him what we needed, what he needed monetarily for that, and basically he said something about some buns or something. I just figure now by this time, whatever they need, we're going to be right there in the woods. I'll just walk over there and get whatever we need.
Good thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking today when I was putting my my menu together. I figure I only need a Saturday lunch, and Saturday dinner is taken care of. So then if I wanted something midnight or thereabouts, why, I've got a meal already prepared for that. And if I don't, I'll piece on it the following morning or afternoon or whenever it gets eat up. So then my Sunday morning will be my breakfast, and that makes my meal planning a whole lot easier. Then I got three of them to plan, maybe four, depending on if I eat at midnight before I take on a 2 o'clock in the morning shift or something like that. I'm really looking forward to this field day. It's the first one in a very long time I was so excited about going to. Last year I thoroughly enjoyed that one too. This one somehow, I'm an extra inspiration. I don't know why or how it's coming from, but I do like to see all the participations today. Your club is presenting for this, and I'm enjoying watching the growth of Sedalia Club, and I'm watching and helping where I can with that, and I'm inspired. I like to see growth in a club, and then on top of that, we got Brett's plan for having a tower crew. I want to kudo on that. That's good. Put my name down on the list as a helper there. I can ground crew or do all kinds of other stuff. But I'm not a tower climber anymore, but I can do a lot of stuff other than that. So if he gets a list started, put my name down there. And then we've also, I'll let the repeater drop for a sec. And then we've got the other thing I've got to say is Sedalia Club has now got ourselves a VE team. And there's five of us, and there's a sixth one coming up. So we'll have our six that we need, that I felt that we needed. And so I'm excited about that. We should be able to start doing some testing here soon. So I'll turn it back over to you, Paul, KD0ETL, KJ5ZW,
KD0ETL, very fine, Philip. Sounds like we've got a plan. Did you hear from Nick on, is he going to do any work on his trailer tomorrow?
Yes, I'm going to be down at his place at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going to take those poles and the antenna and guy and all that stuff that Brooks brought over. I'm going to take that down there, and we'll set that up. And I'm going to dismantle this radio here from my bench. I've got it bolted to the bench. I'm going to undo that Yaesu and take it with me so we can do a trial run, make sure everything runs good. And it's kind of a test before the final weekend.
Okay, well, if you need help, let me know. And if you just need help doing a radio check or something, let me know, too. I can help with that. If you can't catch me on the radio, you can phone me. So, All right, very good. We're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark repeater net? Call now.
80-0-ZD.
KE-0-NIL.
0-ECHO-ECHO.
KE-0-QYA.
We'll hold up there. I have KE-0-QYA and 0-ECHO-ECHO, KE-0-NIL, and Alpha-David-0-Victor-Delta. Donald, good evening, Donald. Your comments for this evening.
Just never going to let me live that down, are you?
Okay, go ahead, Donald.
Everybody tried to stay inside and stay cool today because it was a little bit warm out there. And I'm not going to be able to make it up to the Hemp Fest because I already set up a deal to go over to Fulton that one Saturday. So I had to apologize for that, but we'll get it all straightened out one of these days.
Good. And then, yeah, not a problem. And happy Father's Day to you. Anything more for us?
No, you might go ahead and put Grace down. See, if I don't tell her to say that, she's going to hit me inside the head. It hurts.
Okay. What's her call? I can't recall off the top of my head. She needs to get on the radio.
KE0MER.
Okay, y'all have a good week. Go to Nick, KE0NIL. Good evening, Nick, and your comments.
Hey, Paul and everyone else. I just jumped on here right as Philip was finishing up, so I missed everybody else. Nothing too exciting here, just I'm mobile out doing chores still, running between farms right now. Happy Father's Day to everybody. I'm kind of like Philip, looking forward to field day and seeing everybody up there. That's all I got. Back to 0NIL.
All right, Nick, thanks for checking in. And we'll go to John in 0-ECHO-ECHO. Good evening, John. Your comments.
Hello, Paul, and everybody on the net. This is N0EE. I had a good time out there at the Buffalo Lodge yesterday with Brett and you and Brooks. Gave me some incentive to decide to do some antenna work on my own. Sitting around this morning and thinking, well, it's too hot out. I'm not going to do this. And so I thought I'd just get everything ready to go for tomorrow morning at daybreak, get up there on the roof. But so I had everything ready to go and stuff, and I'm thinking, well, heck, I can at least take my tools up there. Well, an hour later, I had it all done anyway. Probably took 10 hours off of my life, but it was well worth it. Things seemed to be working considerably better than I had. I put a pulley on the feed point so I could adjust things a little easier or do some modifications any time without having to lower the mast. And I will say the best investment I ever made in amateur radio was an antenna analyzer. Get one. It's worth every dime. It's worth every dime. May not use it once a year, but I tell you what, I probably still won't be done trying to get those things adjusted up there, but I just sit right there with a short piece of coax and adjust everything I need right there. Worked out very well, but I'm happy with that. That's pretty much all I got to say. N0EE.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, I bet it was exceptionally hot up there on that roof. Trying to do that today, and yeah, I guess once you're there, well, might as well. So, yeah, I'm glad you got that taken care of, and you'll be one to make some more 10 meter contacts, so on and so forth. So, thanks for checking in. And we'll go to Richard, KE0QYA. Good evening, Richard, and your comments.
Good evening, Paul. Good evening, everybody on that. Not a whole lot really to say, other than looking forward to attending my first field day next weekend. Kind of looking forward to that, seeing how things happen, seeing what all contacts can be made. So it's kind of a thing I've been looking forward for a while. Just hope everybody has a good week. Stay cool. Here we might be getting a little bit of rain, maybe cooling some things down, which will definitely help. 73s, everybody. KE0QIA will be clear. Back to net control.
KE0QIA in the net. KD0ETL. All right, Richard. Yeah, you're going to get the bug. You get up here, and he'll be wanting to take your general, and then you'll be wanting to make some contacts of your own with your own radio, so you'll be spending some more money. Don't get too hot driving around that car this week, 73. And we're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call now.
A0JWA.
KE0FUD.
KC0VLD.
All right, net control recognized KC0 Bravo Lima Bravo. I think that was it. KE0FUD and KE0JWA. We'll go to Brooks first. Good evening, Brooks, and your comments.
Oh, not too much to talk about here. Just been doing a little house cleaning with some jumper cables, trying to get rid of. I had a big pile of them laying around here, and I just kind of sorting through and seeing which ones I think I'll keep and which ones I'll file away there in the trash. But somebody asked, we were talking about the dinner up there. I think that was going to be at 6 o'clock, if I remember right, up at the Ham Fest. They were going to start serving around 6. And we need to go ahead and talk, get that barbecue cookout of ours rolling. We'll have to talk about that next meeting. Get that planned and do it before the weather gets too cold there. And I guess that's about it. I don't think I have anything else I can think of right off the top of my head, so I'll send it back to you, KD0ETL, and that K0JWA.
K0JWA, KD0ETL. All right, Brooks, yeah, 6 o'clock then for starting supper up here at Warrensburg, so. And I'll check in Lana, and yeah, we'll talk some more about the barbecue with club and a kind of swap meet of our own, and swap meet / meeting, and then our antenna crew, wrecking crew, whatever you want to call it, for getting together to help people with antennas. So that sounds like fun too. All right, we'll go to Chris, KE0FUD. Good evening, Chris, and your comments.
Good evening, Paul, and everybody on the net. Happy Father's Day. Don't have much to report. Didn't really do much this weekend. I ran up to Moberly with my brother-in-law yesterday and helped move his daughter back to Sedalia. That's all that I've been doing, except going to work. That is all. KE0FUD, back to you.
KD0FUD, KD0ETL. All right, Chris. I've got a T-shirt for you. Don't know when I'll be able to catch you. You got any ideas, or you can call me.
Well, I don't know for sure. Maybe some evening this week, or maybe I'll see you at the Ham Fest. I plan on running out there for a little while anyway.
For field day?
Yeah, that's what I meant, field day.
Thought it was. Okay. I will make sure I bring it with me. Or, yeah, you can call me in the evenings. I'll try and get it to you. All right, KC0BLB, did I get that call correctly?
Just about. Call is Kilo Charlie Zero Echo Lima Bravo.
Lima Bravo, sorry about that. And the name, I can't recall that. I know I've talked to you before.
Name here is Tony. Tony, Tango Oscar November Yankee. Running a little bit more low power tonight than normal. My power supply, don't quite have it wired back up. But just wanted to give you another one for the count. Kilo Charlie Zero Echo Lima Bravo, back to KD0 ETL.
Okay, Tony, were you in Boonville?
That is correct.
Okay, I remember now after you said the name, so. All right, thanks for checking in. And we're at the bottom of the list again. Any more check-ins, call now.
This is KE0LMY, Sam and Edwards.
KE0LMY, good evening, Sam, and your comments for this evening.
Good evening, Paul, and everybody on the net. Oh, you know I've got some comments. first, if you could check Roger in, he's right here. He's KD0WXT. And Renee's also here. She's KE0LMZ. I'm sure you already know that. Had a wonderful time at the ARRL Kids Day yesterday. It turned out to be a great, organized, wonderful, fantastic thing to go to. Those guys up there in Warkey, they know what they're doing, and they're really working hard to get everything up and going. So a lot of love for them. I've got pictures out on Facebook and on our BentonCountyAries.org website. More to follow. The kids were able to have a fox hunt while they were up there, and boy, was that fun. One of the kids finally found the fox. It's very hard not to help them, but they managed to get it done, so that was pretty exciting. And we had 20 total third-party contacts yesterday from Knob Noster State Park, so that was so much fun. I'm personally looking forward to Field Day, and so is Renee. We can't wait to get together with all you guys and make this such an amazing effort. We are very thankful for what you guys have put together, and we're thankful for what Warkey's put together. Okay, I'm sure I've babbled on too long now, so I'll turn it back to Net Control. This is KE0LMY. Back to you.
KE0LMY in the net, KD0ETL. All right, Sam, very good. Yeah, I'm glad they had a good time with that and got a lot of informational practice and all the different. I'm glad. What band were they working on? Were they working on more than one band?
They were actually working multiple bands, and they were working 2 meter. I know they did 20, and they did 40, definitely. If there were any others, I'd have to check with Carrie and Joseph to find out, but I'm definitely sure of the 20 and the 40.
Okay. Well, I listened for them a couple times and just didn't find them, and I may have been preoccupied with something else at the time, too, and didn't continue. All right, thanks for checking in. Yeah, I look forward to seeing everybody up there next Saturday. And for Field Day, hopefully it's a little cooler than today. 73, thanks for checking. I got Roger and K0LMZ checked in also. We're at the bottom of the list again. Last call for check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net. Call now.
N0LAM.
Net Control recognizes N0LAM. Good evening, sir, and your comments for this evening.
Oh, good evening, everybody on the net. This is N0LAM. My name is Terry, and I'm in Lamont, Missouri, just about 9 miles to your west. I'm in the Warrensburg Area Amateur Radio Club, and I'm excited about all you guys coming out and spending Field Day with us. It's going to be great. We're all going to have a great time, and I'm really looking forward to it. This is N0LAM. Back to net.
N0LAM and Annette, KD0ETL. All right, Terry, very good. Thanks for checking in. Looking forward to seeing everybody up there. Should be interesting, and hopefully it'll be a great day. I'm sure it will be. Thanks for checking in again. Last call for check-ins for Spark Repeater Net. Call now.
WB0LRX.
KB0LRX. Go ahead, Jeff. Your wisdom for this evening.
I don't know about wisdom. Sorry if I'm making the net a little longer. I listened on 3950 this morning. Heard most everybody and enjoyed it. Didn't jump in. I'm having some interference problems. The tower I'm on's got some real big birdies right on 3950, so makes it pretty hard to copy everybody. But I was in there listening a little bit. That's about all I got. Had a good day with family and had a cookout. WB0LRX.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, very good. Yeah, I didn't make it on there this morning myself either. We were having a kind of a late breakfast, and I was upstairs with everybody and just didn't make it back down. And then they took me out for supper this evening, so been a good day all the way around. Well, yeah, sorry to hear about the birdie on 3950. I know every once in a while there's a birdie on a certain frequency that I'm trying to talk to somebody, and it causes interference. Here it's the the wireless receiver up on the tower, I think, for ILAN. Anyway, thanks for checking in. We'll catch you later. Maybe we'll see you have a field day for a little bit or something if you make it. And let's see, I'll get one more call for check-ins for the Sparkle Pier Net call now. All right, look like we got 21 check-ins for this evening, and that ran for 33 minutes. Everybody have a safe week. See you next weekend for field day, and we'll catch you on the bands. I'll return the repeater back to normal use. KD0ETL.